Welcome into the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Erpine. It is great to be with you on a Wednesday evening. You're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you in about 60 seconds. On Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. So this is my second Locked On Reds podcast of the day. Second one. The first one was done, and I did it during the game, and I'll be honest with you, I wasn't pleased with it. And I wasn't pleased because, well, the Reds had this great, awesome comeback victory, 6-5 over Atlanta. I said, you know what? I'm going to hold off. I'm going to do a revamped new version just for you. It just took a couple hours. It's about 4 hours later than the one I was going to post. The Reds improve to 34-46 on the year. How about that? 34-46 on the year, 26-19 in their last, we'll do the math on that, what is that, 45 games? In their last 45 games. That's pretty good. Reds, playoffs, print the tickets. No, in all seriousness, though, the Reds played well today. And they played well after it started kind of rocky. Joey Votto had one at bat. He struck out. Didn't like the call, and well, this happened.
And here comes the 0-2 pitch. Strike three call.
Oh, Votto is not happy.
Votto
is not happy.
Who will normally stare down an umpire, this time vehemently arguing. And now Jim Riggleman is going to have to come out. Billy Hatcher racing down the line to try to get between him and the home plate umpire, Carlos Torres, and he tossed him out. Now Votto shoves Hatcher aside. Riggleman is between them. Votto takes his helmet off, is still arguing with Torres. A lot of words being exchanged. And you can hear Votto say, I didn't cuss, I didn't say anything. That was derogatory in nature that, in Joey's opinion, warranted being tossed. And you are throwing out one of the best players of the game here in the top of the first. So that is a major blow for the Reds, at least in this game. Riggleman continues to talk to the home plate umpire, Carlos Torres. Crew chief Kerwin Danley has joined the party. And Votto finally back in the dugout.
That is Jim Day, Reds Radio Network. Votto gets ejected, and he freaked out. He didn't cuss. Apparently, you're going to hear Jim Riggleman on this in just a couple minutes. But Joey Votto goes down by getting ejected. He's not in there anymore. What's going to happen? Well, Brandon Dixon came in and got a hit. Brandon Dixon came in, played relatively well. Overall, this team played well today. And I'll be honest, I'm impressed with what the Reds are doing right now. They rallied today. Luis Castillo only made it through four innings. He gave up four earned runs. And it just seemed like a team that... And here's the crazy part about Castillo, by the way. Excuse me. Here's the crazy part. He retired the first 11 batters and is dealing. And then he gets in trouble in the fourth inning and couldn't get out of it. Walked a batter, gave up a hit, gave up a hit, gave up a hit, gave up a hit, gave up a hit. Literally gave up five straight hits. Struck out four. Overall went four total innings. Bullpen came in, did a great job. Here is Jim Riggleman starting with the bullpen, this courtesy of Fox Sports Ohio after the game. Jim Riggleman on the bullpen.
Our bullpen was really good. A lot of aspects of the ball club was really good today. You know, our position players, great timely hitting, good defense. You know, Casale did a great job back there on a tough day. The bullpen was outstanding, though. You know, a lot of innings we asked from them today, and they all stepped up big for us.
Seventh inning's been magical for you guys this year, but the two-out hitting by Jeanette Duvall, huge.
Yeah, that was big, you know, and they're just, you know, good professional hitters. And Duvy had a little bit of a rough start, but he's starting to find his way, and Scooter's been there just from day one for us.
Did you know that what you were getting in Casale, because he's a little bit better at the plate than what we got with the scouting report?
I didn't really know much about Kurt, you know. I was just real happy with the addition, and, you know, he's a great compliment to Tucker back there, and, you know, it's been a good mix. Both of them do a great job with our staff.
What's it say about your team? You know, you sweep Detroit, you sweep Chicago, you come in here and take two out of three from a first place team?
Well, you know, that National League East is tough, and you know, you see why Atlanta's at the top, though, because they're really a tough ball club. That first several hitters in their lineup, those left-handers are really tough, and Swanson's become a heck of a player. You know, they get after it hard. Brian Snitker does a great job. He's got those guys playing hard, and they're tough to beat, but it says a lot for our club that, you know, we can play these first-place clubs in the Central and the East and win those series.
And you win the game today really without Joey.
Yeah, that was unfortunate, you know. We hate to see that. You know, Joey's pretty calm, and he really knows the strike zone. So, you know, obviously from our bias, we feel like he got thrown a little quick.
So that's Jim Riggleman on a variety of topics. That courtesy of Fox Sports Ohio. The one that stood out to me is the Votto thing. I don't think he was thrown out quick. I think it was he went after him and went after him again. And Votto acknowledged that after the game, that he kept going and kept going. And even though he didn't cuss or anything like that, at the end of the day, he should have walked away. You got to get the game going, and you got to continue the game. You can't be mad at a strike for that long. And, well, that's why Joey Votto got kicked out today. But overall, the Reds overcame it. They overcame a 5-3 deficit with three runs in the seventh inning. And this Reds team, they've won 11 of 14 and now 12 under 500. And I'm not going to do it, but I am going to do it. Look, 12 out of 500, 12 games from the 500 mark, they have four against Milwaukee. Can you get three out of four? Might sound crazy. They swept the Cubs last weekend. Give me three out of four this weekend, and you're going to have one excited Reds fan. A lot at LockedOnReds.com right now. And this I thought was really cool, and I tweeted this out as well, at James Erpine and at LockedOnReds. And there was a few things there, but Jeff Gilbert wrote about who the next Reds manager could potentially be. And it was in-depth. It was pretty comprehensive. That worth your time. I thought this was cool because Jeffrey Carr wrote this about the Great American Ballpark. The scout seats. I had never sat, and I still have never sat, in scout seats. Jeff did. Jeff wrote about it. It's in-depth. There's pictures there. He talks about ways to get scout seats for cheaper, maybe for this weekend. And that as well on LockedOnReds.com. On the other side, you're going to hear from Adam Duvall. And I'm going to preview tomorrow's show because I'm really excited to discuss tomorrow's show. So that and Adam Duvall on his day. He was good today, too. Adam Duvall coming in with some clutch hitting as well. He finished one of three, two RBIs, and he had the big hit that put the Reds over the top, given the go-ahead hit in the seventh inning. I'm James Erpine. Thank you so much for listening to Locked On Reds podcast. You'll hear from Adam Duvall next. Don't look now, but Adam Duvall getting slightly better in the reported trade interest that I put on LockedOnReds.com. There's a video of it. Ken Rosenthal, who said that there's teams that are pretty interested in trading for Adam Duvall, he's doing his fair share of things to get teams interested. He was one of three today. One hit, scored a run, did walk, so he got on base twice in five plate appearances, excuse me. And the thing that I loved, critical hit for Adam Duvall, and it put the Reds over the top today. And over his last seven games, he's hitting .261. Over his last 15, he's hitting .283. With two bombs, 13 RBIs. Has struck out 10 times, but you're starting to see signs. He's starting to show signs. So that's interesting. It puts the Reds in a position now where you have Adam Duvall, you have Billy Hamilton, obviously Jesse Winker's here to stay. At some point, and you heard my conversation yesterday with Chad Dotson, do you consider moving Hamilton? I'll get into more of this tomorrow, but the idea of maybe packaging a Hamilton with a Matt Harvey to a contender who might need a fifth starter, to a contender who might be able to use a weapon like Hamilton, I think that might be the way you maximize their value. I think it's something they should certainly consider. They should be open to all options. We'll get more into that on tomorrow's show. But here's Adam Duvall with Jeff Pecoro, after the game today, talking about his big hit, talking about winning two of three from the Braves, and talking about returning home to Great American Ballpark.
Huge win for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. You know, anytime you can win the series on the road, that's good. And, you know, we go back home now for, you know, seven games or whatever. Keep rolling into Cincinnati.
Hello, late in the game, two outs. Scooter gets the big single. Then you follow with the two-run single. Those are huge two-out hits.
Yeah, for sure. It started up with heads-up base running by Scooter. Yes. You know, he advanced on that throw, and, you know, that ended up being the run that we needed, and, you know, it worked out.
Adam, for you, it looks like you're really zeroing in. You're fouling off the pitches that you were missing earlier in the season. You're going the opposite field. You're not trying to pull everything. It looks like the old Adam Duvall, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm putting the barrel on more balls. You know, even the outs are you know, harder outs. So, you know, that's what you like to see. That's what you try to do. You try to put the barrel on the ball, take your walks when they give it to you, and then, you know, play defense and base runs. So.
Finally, we mentioned this kind of at the start. This has been a different team the last really month and a half. You guys are playing really confident baseball out there, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're on a little roll here. You know, confidence, a little confidence boost. And, you know, so it's always fun when you're winning.
That's Adam Duvall, and no doubt about it, man. How much fun has this been? I'm just glad that they're continuing it, even though I'm back. You guys can't blame me. I'm going Friday. Hopefully they win Friday. Hopefully they win tomorrow. We will be back at it tomorrow to discuss a few things. I want to react to Matt Harvey. That's what the original podcast was. I was discussing Matt Harvey, his future, the pros, cons. What should they do? Should they try to re-sign him? Should they trade him? Should they just let him play the year out? So we will do that tomorrow. We'll dive into that. We will discuss. We're going to have a lot of trade deadline talk between now and July 31st. I just have a feeling, including trades to actually discuss. But I want to get into Matt Harvey tomorrow. We will do that. Heck, we need to talk about Luis Castillo, too. Is he going to be all right? I know this. Going up at LockedOnReds.com tonight is a piece about Luis Castillo. So make sure you check that out. And subscribe to this podcast. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. We're also on Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until tomorrow, I'm James Erpine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.